This is Barbara. I have a comment about that.
Is Tracy not on the phone?
It sounds like it.
I think she's gone, so yeah, let me step in and share. Okay, Barbara, you
go. Hi, guys. I'm here. What's the problem? I've been listening. I just had you unmute because I had a siren go off. Michael was sharing, and then Barbara had a comment. Barbara, go ahead.
Well, he was asking about our experience at various stations using Memsys to get information about following up with pledges, I guess, would be the category. And I think that our data manager has made some pretty elaborate reports, and he and Terry know and talk with each other about pledges that start out, you know, with phone calls in Berkeley. So I think they should probably communicate about this.
Okay.
Thanks.
Are there any other questions or comments regarding the lockbox update? Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I was looking for an appropriate word to use on an open call like this. I think I'm going to have to resort to the Vice President of the United States' word, malarkey. I think that's all stuff that I keep hearing from KBFK about that damn lockbox is malarkey. All the other stations have them. It doesn't take that long to do. And now they're saying that it may not be ready by the drive on May the 14th. That's almost a month away from that. And I don't see any reason in the world that we ought to be willing to accept those lame excuses, those malarkey excuses. And I could get stronger on that word. It ain't right. And if y'all expect us to sit here like a bunch of chumps and just go, oh, yeah, okay, that's cool, y'all just keep on doing that crap.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to work. You guys need to get your lockbox and get it tomorrow. You can do it in a day.
John, would you like to address that? I have some things to say as well, but I'll...
Excuse me, but off. Who was just speaking? I don't know everyone's voices yet.
That was
Richard Uzzell.
Houston.
Okay, thank you.
John Crumshow here. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am only going by what I'm told. Brought this up because it became an issue at our meeting a few meetings back where somebody brought it up from another station about the lockbox. I have since tried to find out to the best of my ability what is happening. I have gotten the response that I got, and I reported back to you the response. I don't know what else I can do because I did ask Terry about it. He said, please don't talk to him about it again, although Bernard had asked me to talk with Terry. So I'm at a loss at this point because I don't know where to go or what I should do or what the committee would want me to do. I've done what I can. I've checked with the people who would have the information. This was an issue that was new to me. I wasn't familiar with what was going on. I hadn't been apprised of all of this concern, and I don't know what else to tell you because this is...
This is Barbara for the stack.
Okay, I'm going to put... Yeah. Okay, I'm going
to... Solve it, but I don't
know. I know you're trying, yes. Thank you for the report. I think we may need to, you know, think about what the next level of action here, and we've got Barbara followed by our Paul.
Got you.
Okay. Barbara?
I know that this has been going on a long time, and for new people on this committee, we've heard it a really long time, the rest mm-hmm. of us. But I have to say, I felt a little optimistic that there had finally been some movement starting, because I know there is training that has to be done. Richard thinks of it as a very short process, but the bank is, the arrangement that we have, our bank is actually entering things into our accounting system, and it really does take a little training. And this business of people having passwords, I didn't know about that, but that sounds like modern life. So I think I wouldn't want to, say, give them a lot more time before we do something, but it does sound to me as though the process has finally begun. I think in the past it may have been resisted because it was seen as more complicated than what they were doing already.
Okay. Our Paul is next.
Yeah, basically I was going to respond to the request for information for the MEMSIS stuff. I can ask our general manager, who seems to be pretty decent with MEMSIS at this point, and I can ask him how we do it, and can he get that level of data information there out of MEMSIS, because I know we have the BAI Buddy program, and we also, of course, have pledges and all that stuff. So we're keeping track, you know, of two different kinds of things. The lump sum, here's this for a premium, the pay it off incrementally, and the BAI Buddy thing where they pay a certain amount, like $10 a month for all eternity. And so I imagine that we're able to crank out pretty decent reports on that, and I will ask our GM if he can help, okay?
That would be helpful. Thank you, Arpal. If Bertolt could give a call to Bernard and offer his assistance, I think that would be nice. Richard is next on the stack.
I would like to say that, I think it was Barbara that said that I might not understand something about this. Yeah, I'm sure there are things about a lot of things I don't understand. But I know for a fact that the PNB representative that just left his position, that I'm trying not to damage the bill, told me himself that Menard Duncan and his business manager have been dragging their feet on this for over a year. They promised Arlene over a year ago that they'd get it implemented. Now, either they're lying or they're just living in a fantasy world. I don't know if they don't understand it or whatever it is, but I know commercial banks do it all the time. It is no big deal. It needs to get done this week.
Okay, so here we are. It seems to me that a motion might be in order. The next KPFK fund drive begins on May 14th. It's only April 23rd, so we're talking about a three-week interval, which it seems to me, in the land of common sense, is a period during which, if you need additional training, you can arrange it and get it done. So we're not saying that the lockbox needs to be implemented on Thursday at 4 p.m. We're saying that it needs to be implemented by May 14th. I don't think that's wildly out of line. People may disagree. That's, you know, that's okay. That's why we have a committee. It is unlikely, although you never know, that this will come to the full board in time, but I do think something from the NFC could be kind of helpful here. What would motivate me to do a motion like this, apart from the whole "this has been going on too long" sentiment that Richard expressed, which I share, is simply that we have a responsibility to deal with audit deficiencies. This isn't just a question of, you know, we would prefer that there's a lockbox. We were ordered by numerous auditors, actually more than one, to get this taken care of. It's a deficiency. It's black mark against the foundation. It's a fundamental thing that, you know, has to be done. And therefore, I think we're on pretty firm ground by saying basically the clock has run out now and it has to be done. So making up motions on the fly is terrible, but let me give it a go. I'm thinking that we would do something like the NFC recommends to the PNB, and to the KPFK general manager that the implementation and functioning of a lockbox system at KPFK must be completed prior to the May 14th start date of the spring fund drive, period. And that is totally draft language. But I think that I would like to offer something to that effect as a motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Richard.
Might it strengthen it, and I think that sounded good, but might it strengthen it to point out the fact that it's been required, we've been told mm-hmm. to do it for, what, one, two audits? I think that ought to be in the...
At least two, possibly three, but I'm confident saying two.
Everybody ought to know that we're not just pulling this out of our hat tonight. You know, this is something that's been ongoing, and these folks
have been
backing up.
Okay, Paul, let me take a stab at wordsmithing this.
The NFC recommends to the PNB and to the KPFK general manager that the implementation and functioning of a lockbox system at KPFK must be completed prior to the May 14th start date of the spring on-air fundraiser.
Okay. Put a comma at the end, as required by the 2010 and 2011 fiscal year outside auditors, period.
All right, I'll make those FY10 and FY.
FY2010 and FY2011. We don't have 2012 yet. Although presumably it would come out the same way. on that particular matter, but maybe not if we can say it's been ameliorated.
Okay.
Richard, does that address your concern?
I guess so. I think you just put the word recommend, I believe was the verb that you used. I think that's too weak. I think that, are we just recommending, hey guys, we've already talked about this. We might need to refer this to the new CFO and say, hey, show these people how to do this. Apparently they don't know what's going on.
Okay, well let me address that. I'm using the recommend language because formally and structurally we're a committee and we don't have the power to do anything other than recommend. I'm willing to say strongly recommends if you'd like, but I don't think that we can.
Can we recommend it to the CFO to ask the CFO? Now, that granted, that would be only a week before the fund drive.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's put it strongly before the recommends, our Paul, and then let's add that we're strongly recommending to the PNB, the KPFK general manager, and the CFO. Okay.
Arpal, what's that?
I think that's about all we can do as a committee, but hopefully it will carry a bit of weight, and I think it will. Arpal.
I'm wondering. Yes, I've been watching this going on for years, and BAI has had its lockbox since before I got there more than 31 years ago. So I haven't had to go through watching it get done there. But the thing is, we have had this recommendation for so long, and we have gotten, we'll do that in the past. And I'm wondering if naming the CFO could make it take longer, could be like an out, because by naming the CFO, who will not show up until May 9th, I think it is, would that make it so that somebody could say, the CFO wasn't there and we only had 1 week to do all of this instead of leaving out the CFO and, in which case...
Well, that might be true.
So I'm wondering I'm wondering about if the CFO should be named in there at this point in time. And,
yeah.
I wonder.
I mean, you know, that's a valid point. I think what Richard was thinking was that basically if we put the CFO's name in there, then the CFO, when the CFO came, would have some skin in the game and sort of understand that this was something that needed to be dealt with fairly early on if it, you know, if it was still somewhat mucked up, which hopefully by May 9th it wouldn't be. But I see what you're saying. Richard, what do you think? Because you're the one that put it in.
I would defer to our fault. But I just, you know, it's
John to the stack. Can you hear me? John to the stack?
Yes, you're on the stack. Richard, continue.
No.
Are you done, Richard? Okay, so Richard's willing to defer to our Paul. John, what do you want to add?
What I wanted to add was that we could accomplish both of those objectives by indicating that the follow-up will be done by the CFO. In this way, it wouldn't hold it up for any implementation purposes, but would give the CFO an opportunity to follow up as needed.
Okay, that's not a bad way to thread the needle. Okay, so we have to figure out what that looks like in words. Would you like to take a stab at wordsmithing that? It sounds like it would be a second sentence at the end.
I think that that we will ask the CFO to monitor the progress made during the fund drive and report back to the finance committee.
Well, we're trying to make sure that this happens prior to the fund drive. So let me think about this. Okay, so the NFC. Okay, let me take a stab at some wording, and then Barbara, I will call on you. The NFC strongly recommends to the PNB and the KPFK general manager that the implementation and functioning of a lockbox occur at KPFA by the May 14th start date of the spring fund drive, as required by the 2010 and 2011 fiscal year outside auditors. The NFC further recommends or further insists that the Pacifica CFO oversee the lockbox implementation in the week prior to the fund drive. In the week prior to the beginning of the fund drive.
Does that come
fairly close?
Rich, may I speak?
Yeah, I had Barbara, so how about Barbara then or Paul, and we'll just leave that as possible wording.
Well, I was going to suggest, although I'm basically not really in favor of a letter like this, I think I go back to my point that they have started the process. But anyway, I can see everybody else is pretty interested in it. What about just CCing CFO Richard Raul Salvador? And it'll be on his desk, and he'll see this is one of the first things that's brought to his attention. I mean, and leave mention of him and all that out of the letter. Really, don't you just want to try to set a deadline? They've started the process, and you see that they have time to finish it before the fund drive starts?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get the lockbox basically in place by May 14th by hook or crook. I think we're just having
Just CC the CFO.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Okay, Paul, you were next.
Actually, I hadn't asked for anything, but I will read it for you. Let me read what I have.
Oh, okay.
This may be a little bit different, and one word we may want to talk about. The NFC strongly recommends to the PNB and to the KPFK general manager that the implementation and functioning of a lockbox system at KPFK must be completed prior to the May 14th start date of the spring on-air fundraiser, as required by the FY10 and FY11 outside auditors. The NFC further insists that the Pacifica CFO oversee the lockbox implementation in the week prior to the beginning of the on-air fundraiser.
Okay. So that's what we've got. We have Barbara saying, kill the second sentence. Is there support in the group for killing the second sentence or leaving the second sentence in? I think the first sentence is pretty true to what everybody's been saying. Yeah.
In that, I don't know what is the first or second sentence where you say where it appears in the audits or such, was that in the first sentence or second?
That's in the first sentence.
Okay. And
it's a comma.
Would it be too tacky to say, and it's just one of them, might be tacky, it seems to me like it would be appropriate to say, okay, the audit requires it. And these people have promised, as per your promises of last year. Because they
I'd lean on the side of tackiness there, if you're asking me. I'm not sure that in emotion, well, you said you would and you still haven't done it, is quite.
That's what you say to people in private.
I would err on the side.
Barbara for the stack. I have one more edit idea.
Can we at least say they're shooting outside?
What was that, Richard? I didn't hear that.
I said, can we at least say they're your shoes not tied or something?
I know.
It's a continuous lie.
Okay, well, let me say one thing just in our own defense, which is that when some years ago the Finance Committee passed a motion saying that we didn't support a solar canopy at KPFK, that project did end up, in fact, being abandoned. So sometimes an NFC motion can have an effect. We'll have to see how this one goes, but we shouldn't assume that if we make a statement like this, it is totally without value. I'm not so sure. Which is why I think it makes sense to go ahead. Okay, so Barbara, you were next.
Well, the order of the phrases that you're using as far as saying that the audit is requiring this, you're saying that after you say the date of May 14th, and the audit didn't require anything about the date of May 14th, so I think the reference to the audit being requiring this goes more to the front of that sentence where you're just saying install a lockbox as required by these audits, and we expect it to be completed prior to your fundraising start date of May 14th.
Okay.
It's more logical. You don't, you know.
This is Richard. I go along with what Barbara said here.
Okay. Are there any more comments on this? Okay, so it sounds like we're rearranging the first sentence, we're killing the second sentence, and then we're moving ahead. So
we're still seeing the CFO.
And we're CCing the CFO. So, Paul, can you go ahead and read the current version so we can rearrange it?
I'll read the current version.
Okay, hold on. Two people are talking at the same time. One is Paul. Who's the other person?
I'm sorry, Richard. I'm saying, what was the second sentence?
That was the one about the CFO.
The second sentence was the part about the CFO, and it looks like we're acceding to cutting that, and we're just going to copy the CFO on the motion and assume that the CFO will understand that this is a financial matter that, you know, and they're in charge of financial matters, so.
That may be all we can expect with him coming in that late in the game.
Yeah. Okay. Paul, read the first sentence, if you would. Let's rearrange it, and okay. I think we're done.
All right. the NFC strongly recommends to the PNB and to the KPFK general manager that the implementation and functioning of a lockbox system at KPFK must be completed prior to the May 14th start date of the spring on-air fundraiser, as required by the FY10 and FY11 outside auditors.
Okay. So it seems to me the way that that would now go is the NFC strongly recommends to the PNB and the KPFK general manager that the implementation and functioning of a lockbox system at KPFK, comma, as required by the 2010 and 2011 outside auditors, be completed by the start, by the May 14th start of the KPFK, prior to the May 14th start of the KPFK spring fund drive.
All right. Let me read this. I think we have to do something with the second sentence, but okay. The NFC strongly recommends to the PNB and to the KPFK general manager that the implementation and functioning of a lockbox system at KPFK, comma, as required by the FY10 and FY11 outside auditors, comma, must be completed prior to the May 14th start date of the spring on-air fundraiser, period.
Period. Everything else, I think, dies. That's it.
Okay, so we're taking out the rest, and we're just going to... We're not mentioning the CFO at all in this...
We're CCing the person.
Well, we should put that in... Well, I guess, okay. So we're just going to CC this to the...
Yeah, we will put the CC to the CFO in the minutes, so we do it, but it's not part of the wording of the motion. Okay, so that's the motion. I guess I'll claim authorship. Can I get a second on it?
Second.
Don't need one.
Okay, well, all right, fine. Okay. And Richard gets, what's the word, inspirational credit here. Okay, so the motion's on the floor. I think that we've discussed it adequately. So if there's no further... Yeah, I know. So if there's no further objection, I think we will go to a roll call vote. Or Paul, if you want to call the roll here.
Was there objection?
I abstain.
All right, hold on. Okay. On the motion that's on the floor. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jenner, R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
I'll abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Meneja Saba.
Yes.
Meneja Saba, you're here?
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't join. I joined about 12 minutes ago, but I didn't say anything because we were in the middle of discussion. So.
Okay.
Welcome.
Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman?
Abstain.
Okay, we have 7-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Okay. Good. That item is completed, and we will execute on it, hopefully to good effect. The next item on the agenda is the item that was inserted, which I guess is a motion that the WBAI be requested be brought here, so we are doing that. I'm a little unclear on the details, so if it's okay, our Paul seems to have command of what the motion is. Could you present the motion, and I don't know if motivated is the right word, but give us a little bit of background so we can discuss and see what we're going to do about it. And Manny J, if you are also up on the details of this motion, you know, please weigh in.
Sure. And I don't think so.
All right, hold on. I'm copying it so that it's in here. Okay. posting it in so that I have it in front of me. The motion is that the NFC ask the interim executive director for a written report as to why the audit is still not done and whether or not the 140-day waiver for the CPB has been applied for and granted. And
okay.
That's the motion.
Okay. Is there an explanation or a motivation that you have, R. Paul?
Well, this passed the WBAI local station board meeting on April 10th. Oh, a very interesting meeting. And basically, it's there. People want to know if the waiver has been applied for and granted, and they want to know why the audit is still not done. And I can see that. I don't know that we need to ask a written report from the interim executive director, but I certainly think it's fine for the NFC, maybe have the treasurer ask the IED what the story is on this stuff. So that's what I have to say on it.
Yes, and the treasurer has asked, no doubt about it. Okay, Nana J., do you have anything to add on the motion?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's have a little discussion. That's a fairly straightforward motion. They basically just want us to ask for something. So I think we just need to decide if the committee wants to formally ask for it and if this wording is, you know, what we're comfortable with or if we want to modify it slightly. I can say one or two things about, you know, what I've been informed of so far. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the stack?
I have a question.
Okay.
Whatever, whoever's addressing this, I'm not quite clear what the reference to the CPB time thing is, so that gets explained.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Well, the the primary motivating reason, besides, you know, that it's fundamentally good practice that we get an audit every year performed at, you know, significant expense, is that the CPB requires it in order to continue giving us the CSG and PEG grants that we get every year. The CPB deadline is generally, I believe, April 1st, so we have passed it. Our audit, as I am told, is going slowly, and it is going slowly due to problems of unreconciled accounts. I don't want to get into too much detail on an open call, but as we know, we've had a lot of turnover, and we've had employees who have been dispatched due to problems with how they were keeping the books, and those problems had to do with not keeping the books. So there's a lot of reconciling going on. The latest report from the auditor is it's about 80% done, which is a heartening kind of number. You know, better than three quarters, but there's still a bit more to go. I think the question of has the CPB waiver been applied for and has it been granted is a perfectly valid question to ask. Off the top of my head, I believe it has been applied for, and I think that we're waiting to hear. But I think that should be confirmed and confirmed in writing. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot to add. I'm not inclined to feel negative about the request. How does the rest of the committee feel?
Barbara, for your comment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure it's very clear to everybody. We're talking about, we have two different audits, and a CPB report was due, and as I understand it, has been turned in or is ready to turn in, and the only thing lacking is the financial audit of the whole picture.
Right. One of the things that the CPB requires is that we have a full financial audit performed.
Right.
And we can't submit until we do that.
Okay. But everything that the CPB wanted other than that has been, I believe, submitted by our business manager and probably others. I don't know about what effect it has to send such a letter to the IED about this, but isn't there a set routine already where this is being reported, like in the PNB meetings? Why does the Finance Committee want to have a report separate from that? It seems that our directors who are on the PNB are going to get this information and give it to us. No?
One would think, yes. But we got this from the BAI LSB, mm-hmm. So here we are.
Well, I understand people's frustration. It is very frustrating. And we refer to the turnover in the national office, and I do believe there are people working very hard over there from what we see from next door. So,
Michael, are we to the stack?
Yeah. Michael?
Well, I guess it's my understanding that people on the Finance Committee are specifically prohibited from being on the Audit Committee and vice versa, and it seems to me that we don't want to start messing around with this, the auditing process. There's a reason why that's written into the bylaws, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would maybe say that it's out of order for this committee to consider. I don't know. I just feel like...
You could make that case, and I think Barbara's making it too. On the other hand, you know, I understand the concern that, you know, all of the necessary papers are being filed and the waiver has been granted, and I think it, you know, it's not totally out of line to ask to confirm that. But I'm open. I mean, what do other people think? Go ahead, whoever's on the check.
Okay, this is Richard. The comment about it being inappropriate for us, I think that's inappropriate. I think that we're trying to put together some budgets. We're trying to keep this thing from sinking. People out there dragging their feet on this, that, and the other things. We need to come on and get this done, folks. I mean, we don't sit around and go, oh, shut, is this our position? Is this not our position? This is time to get the job done. And if we can nudge the audit people, if we can nudge a little, and it's perfectly in our maybe way to do it. It's finance. It's what's going to sink this thing or not sink it. So I don't think it's time for timidity. I think it's time for action.
Okay. All right. I think just for simplicity's sake, if I understand the motion correctly, what we would do, Paul, I'm just making sure that I understand what they want us to do, is the NFC would make a formal written request to the IED, copy to the PNB, saying, please provide us with a statement as to the reasons for the delay with the beginning of the audit, the current ETA, and document whether or not the necessary waivers have been filed with CPB and if CPB has accepted those waivers. And please put this in writing to the Finance Committee. Right?
That sounds like it.
Okay. Well, then I think we should either as a committee accede to that request or reject it. I mean...
May I ask a question of the folks who are on the PNB?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you going to be asking this of the ED in your meeting?
I would hope so. Our meetings often get, shall we say,
overbooked.
But they get overbooked and there are burning issues. And the protocol is sort of, ideally, when we're talking about one thing, we're not throwing other things into the pie. So while I would say yes, and I think it's important, and speaking for myself as a PNB member, and there's five of us on the committee, I think we could certainly, make a pledge that we would try to bring it up. But that would be different.
preferable idea to me.
Okay. I mean, are the five PNB members here comfortable making a pledge that we will all try to bring it up?
And you can speak just as strongly as you're speaking tonight.
Yes.
PNB members? John, does that sound okay?
John Crimshaw from KPFK, yes.
Okay. Manager, are you...
Let me ask, I may have misunderstood that. What are we saying yes to the motion? Are we saying yes to some other thing?
We're saying yes that as PNB members, we pledge to ask the question at the upcoming PNB meeting and make every effort to get an answer, but that we are not going to get involved in making a formal written request by the NFC.
No. Take me back.
You're not down with it?
No. No, I'm not down with that at all. I think we need to the LFP and come on with it. You know, just don't be timid about this. I'll speak up.
Okay. Manager?
Piece of paper, go by too.
Okay. Manager, Tony, you want to formally request something?
Sorry, I was muted. Sorry, this is Manager.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask, I don't understand the opposition to approving this. If the board member, if PNB members are going to ask the IED, but, you know, they're going to ask it, so they have to pass a resolution there. A motion there. So what is the problem with dealing with this at finance committee? Because this also concerns finances.
Yeah. The problem just seems to be that Barbara is not in support of it. That seems to be the problem. And, you know, we can simply go to a vote. I mean...
No, but I want to understand the reason behind it, that Barbara does not support it.
I don't think it's our business, actually. I think it is... people get frustrated about our financial situation, and there are many things that come up that really need to be handled by management and at the station, and it's like I feel as though out of this frustration we're composing motions to command people to do this and that, and you can speak strongly in the forum where it's appropriate. You're representatives to the PNB. You could certainly talk about the audit and so on there. So that's my take on what we're doing with our time here.
Okay. So that's how Barbara feels, Manager.
Okay. No, I hear. I heard that. Thank you very much, Barbara, for explaining your reasons.
Okay.
Thanks.
So who haven't we heard from on the PNB? Tony, do you have anything?
Yeah, I have to agree with Richard. I think we need to send a strong message on that. I mean, theoretically, what Barbara is saying is true, but that's not always the way things happen at PNB meetings. PNB representatives get distracted on a lot of other things. I'll have to go with Richard on this. We have to send a strong message.
Okay, so it's sounding to me like the motion has enough support that we should put it to a vote, and everyone should vote their conscience. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here, but it's been put on the floor, so let's put it to a vote, and we'll do whatever the majority of the body decides.
Good.
Who was that?
Michael Levitt, could you reread the language one more time?
Yeah. Or Paul, if you would.
Yeah, give me a second here to scroll up to that. Put it in the place. All right. The motion is... Pardon me. The motion is that the NFC ask the interim executive director for a written report as to why the audit is still not done and whether or not the 140-day waiver for the CPB has been applied for and granted.
Okay, so I think we'll just go ahead and put it to a vote. If the motion passes, then we will do so as a formal request from the NFC. If the motion fails, then individual PNB members will attempt to bring up the issue at the next PNB meeting.
Okay.
And it's not an either or. You know, hopefully we'll do both, but...
Okay, Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter or Paul Martin Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
I guess I'll vote yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass. I'm still thinking about it.
Menej Saba.
Yes.
Richard Giselle. Richard? Welcome back. Barbara Wickerman?
Yes. I'm there, yes.
I abstain.
Abstention going back. R. Paul Martin? I'll abstain. And Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll go with yes.
Okay, I have 7-4, 0 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay. All right, we will do that.